Thunder Country
weather. Your Saturday morning forecast is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. That's Royal Plumbing in Prairie City, where you get the royal treatment every time. We'll have partly sunny skies today. Our high will be around 44. There's a chance of drizzle mainly after midnight overnight with a low of 33. For Sunday, a chance of drizzle with a high of 45. Sunday overnight, rain is likely. Our low will be 36.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys.
Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union, as we get ready for the corner here in our man cave, looking down on the historic Albia Square. Boy, what a difference 1 week makes. Last week rolling in here and hoping that we would get above zero, and today looking to get to 44 degrees. What a turnaround, and tomorrow I think 45, so little thong going on. Of course, we're going to keep our eye out a little bit on the weather as we move into Sunday night. But it looks like the temperature is going to stay above freezing, so maybe avoid any more of that white stuff on the ground for a little while. Hey, lots going on. As cold as it's been outside, again, these gyms around southern Iowa have been very, very hot, and no different this weekend, as a big weekend here in Albia for archery. One of the big events that will go on during the winter time is the archery program in Albia today. There will be over 350 athletes coming in to participate. We're going to talk with Brad DeMoss. Him and Tiffany Spohr tag team the Albia archery program, which runs from athletes all the way from elementary to the high school level. And this is a young program that was started about 4 or 5 years ago. Richard Montgomery, who had come into the community, had moved from Alaska, as I understand it, and brought archery with him, and with a team of people who are that care about the sport and dedicated to the outdoors, found that this would be a great opportunity for our kids to experience. You know, when you live here in southern Iowa and you have got all this beauty around you, and all this wildlife, and hunting is a big part of many people's lives, why would you not incorporate archery into that, and so into our kids' lives? And so the archery program not only took off, but is thriving here in little old Albia, Iowa. And of course, the programs have had great success here in its early goings, and it continue to have great success. As I understand, and we'll talk with Brad here in a little bit, that the high school program is rated 9th in the state, and the elementary program or junior high program and rated in top 6. And so not only a very active archery program, but a very high accomplishing program as well. We'll talk about all that's going on here in Albia, and it's not just here in Albia today. Evidently, the Iowa Games is going on down in Eddyville, and they're hosting it, and the archers are going to come over here and are down there this morning working or participating in the Iowa Games, and then they'll be back here this afternoon to participate at the high school level at here in Albia, and so a full day of archery. It's a full day of sports here as I look around southern Iowa, and our kids are traveling all over the southern part of the state and the southeast, our Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League. And so all of you who are out traveling today, be careful on your drive and have lots of fun, and go out and enjoy being a kid and playing some of these great games, that basketball and archery, and of course wrestling going on. And we're going to talk with Dave Winger. How about this, folks? 200 dual wins. And here this morning, we'll talk with Coach Winger about getting his 200th victory and then an undefeated dual season for the Albion Blue Demons as they finish the week undefeated, winning all their duels this week, two different quads that they were participating in this week, and an undefeated dual season with a team that has some really good individual wrestlers. But as a team, this has proven to be one of the better dual teams in the entire state of Iowa. And we're going to talk with Coach Dave Winger. 200 career dual wins for Coach Winger. Outstanding accomplishment. And can't wait to visit with him. They're over at I-35 this morning. Lots of great competition going on over there. So we'll join him on the phone lines here in a little bit and talk about wrestling as we close out January. Wells Fargo is in sight, and as we move from the regular season, the dual season, into the tournament, it's going to be a whole bunch of fun, and we're going to have all the coverage right here for you on KISE. Right to the well we'll go here in just a few short weeks. Also going to talk with Coach Kevin Archer, the boys basketball team in action last night at Clark, and we'll talk about their performance and set things up on a very busy Coach's Corner here this morning. So stay right here, and we'll take a quick timeout, come right back. Brad DeMoss is going to join us, and we're going to talk some archery here this morning.
Comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Tune in to watch your local NBC on KYOU NBC HD 15.2, where you can watch Super Bowl 52 and the Winter Olympics. Be sure to rescan with your antennas so you won't miss a thing on NBC. You can watch all your favorite NBC shows starting Wednesday, January 24th. Remember to watch your local NBC on KYOU NBC HD 15.2.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
With me now is one of the co-coaches for the Albia Archery Program, elementary through high school, Brad DeMoss, and Tiffany Spohr is not available with us this morning. But Brad, this is a big day for Albia Archery, a chance to host a meet right here in town, and huge turnout for our community.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. We're hosting, we call it our January shootout. We got 312 to 320 participants today, and a lot of these kids are shooting not only at Albia, but they're also shooting in the Iowa games that Eddyville's hosting today as well.
Well, a young program, starting to get some age to it, but a young program, it's had lots of success, and you guys continue to do that. And last week I thought was a huge meet for you and a huge win for the elementary program as well.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. We went over last week to the Charger Dome and painted it blue. We come back with elementary, middle school, and high school first place trophies as a team. And I think we had over 30-some individual scores that also placed in the top 10. So it was a great turnout for the Albia archery team and just to show off what these kids have done and accomplished in the last 4 to 5 years of this program.
Really impressive. You know, sitting here watching some of the kids early this morning get their shots in, it's a great sport for anybody. And Dan Tomatich and I are sitting next to each other, and Dan's helping you out. You got a great group of people volunteering to help you out. But just talking, you know, this is a sport that no matter your size or your athleticism, it provides an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, later on today, I believe it's a Tomoa. They have a young archer that comes in a wheelchair, and she shoots. And the coaches help out with her as far as scoring and holding her bow whenever she goes to the target line and scores the arrows. But, yeah, that's right. You know, you say big or small. Last weekend over at Sheraton has a kid that's a high schooler that's, I'd say, at least 6'5", 6'7", and he was on the same target as Owen Hyatt, which is probably 4'3", 4'5", and it was, if you ever get on our Facebook page, I put the picture on it, and it was like David and Goliath. I mean, it was just that phenomenal to see, and that's what you go against. I mean, you got kids that are young, old, small, big, they all shoot the same bow, and the competition's the same, so they're on the same playing fields.
Well, you know, it's not all that complicated to watch it and see what happens, but as Dan and I are sitting there talking, you know, there's a lot of things that require a focus and concentration for the athlete. It really requires a great discipline to attention.
That's right. I don't know all the steps off the top of my head, but there's actually an 11-step process that the archers go through. They got to get their feet stance set, their bow arm, their grip, release, follow through, and just the overall focus. You know, a lot of these kids are trying to shoot for the gold, and if they hit a red or blue, they get upset with themselves, and they got to get refocused in the next shots. And you only have 2 minutes to get five arrows fired off, so you got to forget about the shot that you missed on and come back and fire another one right there within minutes and seconds of each other. So it takes a lot of self-discipline, and that's a lot of fun for them. I mean, they enjoy it.
Well, the fun aspect of it, you can usually tell when you have a program that's having fun by the number of kids wanting to participate in it, and that's a really positive sign for Albia Archery.
Yeah, we got 97 archers right now, 4th through 12th, and this is the first year that we've actually had a full high school squad to where we can actually have a team, and we actually got our team rankings in the state of Iowa last night. I got emailed to me, and for the first time in Albia's career, we have a 9th place high school team, and our middle school and elementary both are 6th in the state as we sit going into today. So looking at that, I'd say our kids are having a lot of fun and enjoying the program. We try to make it fun for them, and we allow them to do all their other sports, and they come shoot archery, and then they go and, like this today, I got kids that's shooting archery over at Eddyville. They'll come here this afternoon and shoot, and then in between that, they got basketball for your Monroe County Rec League. So they're busy, but they're still enjoying it.
Well, it's a great opportunity, another opportunity for our kids, and as you look back in time, you think about where our communities come and the opportunities that lie for our kids. There's not a lack of things for our kids to get to do, and this is just another one. And the fact that everyone tries to work together the best they can to pull this off. But today is a big day, and a lot of people have to come and volunteer and pull this off.
Yeah, we got a good nucleus of coaches. Not only that, but our parents that come and help. Like I said, we got the Iowa games going today, and our shoot. So half of the coaching staff's with the kids over at Eddyville, and I got myself and Steve running the floor over here right now, and Dan Tomatich is running the score. Tracy Cassidy's doing the gate, and then we always have Mary Sauter with her Pay It Forward program doing our concessions. So, I mean, it takes a tremendous effort from everyone to pull off something like this.
300 archers approximately, and I think about, as a community standpoint, as I do for all the things that go on here at the gymnasium on a Saturday or weekend for the sports programs, the amount of people that get to come and witness our community, it's big for not just the athletes and their families, but it's really can be a financial impact on the community.
Yeah, I mean, we host two tournaments a year, and it seems like our first tournament we had over 600, and then this one we weren't sure what we were going to get, and we ended up with like 350, I believe, total archers coming to shoot today, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, they come throughout the day, so I know they're hitting Casey's, they're hitting Hardee's and different restaurants, and they really help out Mary with that Pay It Forward program. I mean, she don't offer a whole lot because we don't have too many that stay and eat, but she offers enough that she gets a good chunk of change for her Pay It Forward program. So it's really nice to have people willing to come to these shoots and help the community in that aspect.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the season ahead and a little prognostication for some of the expectations of the three different levels of the program.
Right now, we got two tournaments going today. Next weekend is the 27th, and I believe we're in Cardinal that weekend, followed by going up the Valley. And there's one other one, I can't remember where it's at, but we got 3 to 4 tournaments to finish off the year before March gets here, and then that's when state hits. And we'll have all three of our teams in at state, plus maybe a few individuals, and then from there you got nationals, but we got to get through state before we can get down to Kentucky again and go from there. But it's been a lot of fun for the kids so far, and they're all still hungry. And one other aspect going into it today is we also are doing a fundraiser. We're going to go help a fundraiser. We help the Turkey Federation. So our archers will be shooting all day, playing basketball, and then they will go and help out at 6:30 out at the country club with the Turkey Federation. And that's always fun for the kids to get involved. So not only are they getting involved with the archery, they're also getting involved with other programs that offer hunting and different aspects for them.
Well, Tiffany works with you as well, and you guys do a great job of coordinating the program, and it does require a lot of work.
Yeah, having Tiffany help me, she does all the practices with the high school kids, and I do all the elementary and middle school for the most part. And if we don't have her and I communicating together, the program wouldn't really run all that smoothly. So her and I doing it, it's been successful so far. We're hoping to continue that in the future and as we go forward. But, yeah, hats off to her. I mean, we couldn't do the Iowa games if she wasn't there helping out today. So.
And that's where she's at, and the kids a chance to qualify for the Iowa games and be a part of that going on down in Eddyville and then back here and basketball in between and the Turkey Federation tonight. There's going to be a lot of kids sleeping well tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be busy and worn out, so hopefully they come in here ready to shoot because they're going to be shooting in the afternoons. I think all the Albie kids shoot 3, 4, and 5 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to give you, the listeners, an option. It'll be the first time we've ever done this. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you come in and you tell our gatekeeper that you heard the coaches on the Coach's Corner for the archery program, we'll give you free admission to come in and watch the archers shoot just to show you what our program's about and what we have to offer for the youth of the Albie community. So great opportunity to come and show your support for these archers and to see an event for free. So hopefully to see you guys.
Well, it's a great way to come and see the talents of our kids and support them. And it means a lot to the kids. And it's like I tell the coaches and parents that work in our programs, when you see the kids on the street, come on, pat them back and recognize them and keep encouraging them. But the numbers are there, Coach, because you guys are having fun, and the results are some really good archery being performed here in southern Iowa, right here in Albia.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. We have several schools around in southern Iowa that really are probably the threshold of this program in Iowa right now. I mean, we have the bigger cities coming down from Des Moines and other towns and schools coming into southern Iowa tournaments because they just can't get in enough tournaments up in the Des Moines area. So small towns are keeping the archery program going in small schools. So I think it's going to be a tradition that stays around for a while.
Brad DeMoss and Tiffany Spohr are the co-coaches for the Albia Archery Program. And get over here, as Brad just mentioned, you come in and tell them that you heard us talking about the archery program. Come in and get a chance to watch these kids perform their talents for free and be a great support for them. And get a chance to take a sneak peek at what's going on in our community and some of the great things our kids are doing. We're going to take a time out. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
After a quick message from our sponsors.
If you've ever experienced a major water leak or a sewer line backup, you know how messy and expensive these problems can be. MTL Insurance in Corydon at 641-872-1616, your independent Pekin Insurance Agency, offers homeowners coverage enhancements that will take the worry right out of the water. Ask about their water and wastewater line coverage now, before you spring a leak. Contact MDL Insurance and put their Beyond the Expected Pekin Insurance service to work for you.
Here's a special announcement for Motor and Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorandautogroup.com or stop in.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Got a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Amy from your Sheraton Hy-Vee Pharmacy reminding you that flu season will be here before you know it. It's never too soon to get your flu shot at Sheraton Hy-Vee. Save yourself some worry and get your flu shot today. Plus, use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas. There is no appointment necessary, so why wait for the flu to get you? Visit your Sheraton Hy-Vee Pharmacy and get your flu shot plus your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back here to the Coach's Corner. We're rolling right along on this Saturday morning. Beautiful, 32 degrees, working our way up to 44 today. So get out and maybe pick up some of the stuff that was left out. I know I'm going to try to get some of my Christmas stuff picked up from outside. But it's a nice trend changer here as we roll through the month of January. But in spite of the cold weather outside, it really has been warm around the gyms here in southern Iowa. And a guy that has been very successful in the gymnasiums this year and his program is Coach Dave Winger. And Coach, first of all, buddy, thanks for joining us. I know you've had a rough week personally trying to overcome the cold or the flu that's going around. But a great week, not only for your program, but for you. And I know you're very humble, and you certainly didn't even give me any indication you might even be approaching this mark. but 200 career dual wins. Coach, that's really impressive.
Yeah, it is. I really didn't have an idea that it was coming up. Otherwise, we might have talked about it in private. So it was really cool the way it all came around. Coach Helm knows about it, knew about it, obviously. He's our stats guy, and he keeps close track of that stuff. And then he clued the kids in on it. And what was really amazing to me is that the kids made that a goal for them. They wanted to be a part of that. And, of course, we've got some seniors that are going to be leaving us here before long. And they rallied the troops, and they made it happen. It was them that made it happen. So, and then a shout-out to the cheerleaders, too, to throw some stuff together for me. I think I'm going to be 10 pounds heavier next week after I get through all that stuff. So it was just, you know, the cheerleaders are a huge part of our team as well, and it was really fun to bring everybody together and celebrate as a group.
Well, 200, Coach, you know, that's a big number, and to do that in a year that you go undefeated in the dual season, just to have all that happen in 1 week where you get to 200, your team's undefeated in the entire season for duels, and that's quite an accomplishment. But in order to do that, as you said earlier, Coach, and just like you this morning, dealing with a cold and a flu, and I know you haven't been feeling very well, it comes down to your willingness to sacrifice as an individual for the better of the team, and your team's really grabbed onto that mantra.
Yeah, this is the third week in a row that I've used that word, sacrifice, and it was kind of interesting because I've been preaching it for the last two or three weeks and to the kids, and then I got sick, so you can't hardly ask the kids to do it if you can't do it yourself, so it was a powerful message, and sometimes you're put in, God puts you in position to prove yourself, so, you know, by what you say, you better back it up, so I had to buckle down a little bit and back it up, and it was a pretty powerful message for him. But another thing that might have got overlooked a little bit was Dominic Morris reached his 100th win the other night as well. So I hauled the glory from him a little bit that night. So we celebrated that as well, and actually have three guys on our roster currently that have 100-plus wins, so which is a great accomplishment. David Morris should reach that by the end of the year. So if you think about 400 match winners on your team at the same time, you can throw that into any team that I've ever had. You know, the 2014 team with Rashado and Brett and Griffin hosting, and all of those guys were obviously 100-plus match winners. And you know, these guys don't want to take a back seat to anybody. So they're starting to build their legacy as well.
Well, Coach, reflecting is a great thing to do, but as we've talked in the past, we can reflect for a half a moment here, but really you got to keep looking ahead, and you know, because the calendar's about to turn into the most important month of the year for wrestling, and that's February, and you can't get to February without getting through today, and today's another great testing place for your team as individuals, and I'm looking through the lineup again. It's a lineup of high-quality talent for your guys to go and finish honing in on their skills before you turn the page.
Yeah, it is, and I told that team last week as well that, you know, dual season is now relatively over. There's still some things that we would like to do, but we celebrated the 200, you know, the night of, and we celebrated in a little bit the day after, but we're done. We're done celebrating. We've got to move on. So appreciate everybody's support, and we appreciate everything that all the nice things that people have said about us. But we're putting that behind us now, and we're moving on. So and today's going to be a test for us. So we're doing a few interesting things with our lineup today. We obviously have Reeves at 20 and 120, and that's going to be a good test for him. Have the Eddieville kid as a potential semifinals match. So, you know, as a four seed, that Eddieville wrestler, he's a high-quality wrestler, and to have him as a four seed is going to say a lot about that bracket. And 32 Barrett Bonnet's going to be there for us. He's a kid that's just going to fight you no matter what, and the same as all year. And 38 Dominic Morris, we mentioned him, 100 match winner that has a really, really tough bracket today. As a 3 seed, as a 100 match winner, so he's going to have to strap him up pretty tight today to get where he wants to be. But the feature bracket of today is at 145. It is just absolutely stacked, with David Morris being a 5 seed. So several state qualifiers in there, state medalists in there, and exactly what David needs at this time. Stephen Connolly, we brought him along today at 152, a freshman that we need to get some Saturday experience with him as we start rolling into the postseason. Jake Fisher, we left him home. He's got some things that he needs to get healed up, and he needs to take a little rest. So he got us for our dual season, and now we're going to let him heal up good. And we're short a 70-pounder today as well. So, and 182 is interesting. Your listeners might be surprised, but we're gonna test waters here a little bit and leave 82 open and see what Ben Mason can do at 95 today. So Ben's been cutting a little bit of weight, and we really don't need him to be down again for a while here. So we're gonna give him a little break, and we're gonna test waters at 95. And he's a kid that can handle himself. So with that, we need to bump. We made the bump with Jared McInnish to 220. So it'll be interesting to see where those guys land and see how they compete up weight class. And I said it's not always a good thing to be comfortable when you wrestle. So their weights are comfortable, but it might not be comfortable wrestling those bigger guys. So we'll see what happens there. And then we've got big old Lane Pierce that's going to wrap it all up for us. So who's been a solid, I don't talk enough about Lane, but he's a kid that just steadily makes progress. A kid that, came out for wrestling a little bit late, and we've gotten our hands on him and shaped him into a kid that we can count on to go out and win matches. So without him, we don't beat Center. Well, it came down to Lane. It's a team thing, but he was put on the spot in both of those duels that really clinched the three-peat for us. So, all that hard work that you put in with kids over the 4 years is well worth getting two really quality wins. So a big shout-out.
Coach, we got to keep looking forward and looking ahead, but I can't help, Coach, knowing how big this last week was for you as a team, and the 200th and undefeated. But I'll tell you what, a week ago we were laying down one of the biggest matchups maybe of the entire wrestling year, not just for Albie Wrestling, but one of the big matchups in the entire state. You had number one versus number one in Happel and Reeves, and boy, did Aiden Reeves go out and show the world what his medal is.
Yeah, it's I can't go anywhere, including here today, without somebody, not somebody, but a lot of people asking me about that match and how it went down. And gee whiz, I mean, an 8-1 win, and how'd you do it? And I say the same thing. I've got a good kid too that works his butt off. I mean, nobody sees what he does in the wrestling room every day, and he's managing his weight well, and he's doing all the little things that allows you to take that next step. But what I'm most proud of is about with that particular match, he executed his game plan. We talked about the match for a month before it happened. We knew it was going to go down, and we sat down together, and he told me what he thought, and I told him what I thought, and I texted Nick Bickle a couple times to see what he thought. It was just a really cool thing to be a part of when you put a lot of minds together and come up with a game plan, and then the kid goes out and executes it. It is what it is. We continue to do that. He's going to be tough to beat. He hasn't even been taken down this year, so that's something that he's got on his radar now. He doesn't want to give up a takedown for the entire year. So we've got goals for each wrestler, and they're all over the place. But that's that's an interesting goal.
Well, Coach, tremendous week of wrestling, and it culminates today, another chance for you guys to keep getting better. But I know your eyes are looking ahead towards the next season, and that is the postseason, and it's knocking on the door.
Yeah, it is. And another thing that I left out was it was good to see the boys, KIIC boys, in the house there Thursday night, Joe and Zap, and I know Millage was on the board, and he pulled it off for us, and it's fun to have those guys. Joe said he's a little rusty, so I said he better get after it because it's right around the corner. So it was a good night. We're all getting ready for Wells Fargo, including the announcers, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great ride, and we'll take them all the way. We are the first people to walk into that gymnasium. I think we even beat the weigh-ins, and we'll be the people to shut the lights off when we leave Wells Fargo Arena. But Coach, can't wait to watch the final stretch here, and congratulations to you. A great personal accomplishment, a program accomplishment, 200 wins, undefeated dual season, and the best is still yet to come.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for all their support this week, especially, and my family especially. And, you know, my mama, who's listening, taught me a lot of things. That she taught me how to work hard, and I think that's half the battle, isn't it? So they're going to be pretty happy with me today. I can't talk very well, so I think I'll just sit in the corner and be a fan, and they won't have to hear me. So especially the officials, they're loving it because I've lost my voice.
Well, Coach, way to take one for the team here, buddy, and join me on the phone lines. Good job out of you, and congratulations. Go enjoy the day, and can't wait to watch this final episode of the 2017-18 season.
Well, Chuck T, later.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Abbey Wrestling Team, 200 career wins. And the duel. What an amazing accomplishment for him and the program. And, man, I'll tell you what, folks. We are good friends, and many of you may know that off the air, but not once did he ever mention his own personal accomplishments. And that's the kind of attitude he always has. Humility, but great programs and great young men, which is even more important. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Coach Kevin Arch is going to join us, and Katie Paxton as well, when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia, is looking for smart, dependable, hardworking healthcare professionals to provide high-quality care to our residents. We are currently hiring RNs and LPNs for evening and overnights. We are also hiring certified aides for evenings and overnights. We offer full benefit package, including anniversary bonuses and tuition assistance. Oakwood Specialty Care is an equal opportunity employer. Go to careinitiative.org and click on the employment page to apply.
As cattlemen, you know the most critical time for your calves is at weaning. And what if this year your calves could gain instead of fall behind? And then what if they could maintain that jump on performance in the feedlot and the replacement pen? Well, with products like Precon, Stress Care 5, and Accuration Starter, your calves have the opportunity to do just that. To learn more on how Purina's Great Starts program can work for you, stop by Centerville Produce on Highway 5.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Joining me here in the man cave, that is the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Coach Kevin Archer, victorious last night. Go the Blue Demons, 77-61 over Clark. And Coach, we're going to be moving over to our new studios here soon, and it is a man cave. I'm telling you, buddy, it is first class, big old scoreboard and screens everywhere. It'd be sitting like in your basement, I'm sure, watching Cyclone basketball. But can't wait to get to our man cave. Big win for you guys last night. You know, you've been so close and then having to deal with so many obstacles. But to go out and get a win, that can put a good taste back in your mouth.
Right. It was big. It was big. And, you know, a team that I feel like we're better than, you know, if you stack us up 1 through 8, 1 through 9, 1 through 10, whatever. I mean, I think we're a better basketball team. But, you know, Clark on Tuesday night took Eddieville into overtime. I mean, it was at Clark. Eddieville goes into overtime at Clark. So Clark had really been playing better. And it's a tricky place to play and a tough place to play at times. But our guys really stepped up, Trent, Cade, and we got Nick back, and all of those three were over 15 points last night. And you know, defensively, I'd really felt we'd been really, really good. We weren't as great last night defensively, but we were pretty efficient offensively, scoring 71 points and getting into the paint and getting layups and attacking the rim. So, but it was a really important win for us.
77 points, Coach, and I think about the 6 points in the first half against Centerville. That's quite the turnaround of offensive production. And I know Nick back in their lineup, really, when you have a guy that can distribute the basketball and break teams down, you know, that, no doubt about it, helps your offense. But what a turnaround in you know, just a few days.
Right. And, then, you know, the 6 points in the first half against Centerville, playing without Nick, really, for the first half of any game, you know, and then on top of that, just missing jump shots, you know, and what Centerville was giving us was jump shots, and they were, you know, packing the paint and really making us prove it. And second half, we came out and scored 30 points. You know, I mean, that's about, you know, we'd like to be a little bit better than that, but, you know, that's about where we've been for most of the season. So we were okay second half. We were just kind of out of sync and just couldn't buy a bucket in the first half of that Centerville game, kind of like the first half of the Knoxville game. But we really couldn't get over the hump against Centerville and get the win. But, yeah, I mean, a big difference between Tuesday and last night.
Cade Crawl and Carter Spieler, big week on Tuesday. I thought both those guys had some really big moments.
Yep, absolutely. Cade getting to the basket, and Cade got to the basket again last night. And, you know, Carter's been pretty consistent. I think Carter's 38-39% from three. He's been really consistent for us. He's been a good shooter for us really all year. And Carter's gotten better at getting to the basket too. He's had some takes. He's had some and ones, some 3-point plays for us, and he's added that to his game a little bit. And really, Carter's been a good defender for us.
Yeah. You know, to me, he's just a cerebral player. You know, he's a smart guy that knows where he needs to be and does a great job of being that guy.
Right, and an unselfish guy. Yeah. You know, a really, really unselfish guy. And you can look at all those seniors, and that's just an unselfish group. You know, Devin doesn't get talked about a whole lot either. And Devin and John, you know, two super unselfish guys. You know, Devin doesn't, his playing time is really sporadic, and it's really really hit or miss. And Devin's the first guy talking to me when I'm walking by on the bench, and he knows the scouting report, and he's just kind of chirping little ideas at me, really stuff that we had talked about back at me. So him and John are always engaged, always into the game, and always doing whatever they can to help us win.
Well, Coach, you know, when you look back on the, you know, the four-game losing streak, and you move here and you continue to go along, you know, there were some real moments in there for you guys to get the chance to grow, maybe not in the way that you know, the way you want to, but some real growing moments, and losing Nick and having to do that on Tuesday night. As we go to this final chapter of the season, those moments could prove to be really important moments for growth for this team.
Right, and when you hit a skid like that and you don't, you know, the Fort Madison game, Fort Madison's got a really nice athletic team, and then you come out and you play tight games and you battle with injuries, and what you have to do is you have to get up the next day and go back to work, you know, and you have to have good practices. And that's the thing, is that, you know, when you're in the middle of a skid like that and you're struggling with some things, you have to have really good practices. You have to be focused on getting better every single day. And so, you know, sometimes when you're struggling and you're not playing your best or you're dealing with adversity, you turn around and you have really good practices because of that, because you can really say, hey, we're not going to get out of this funk unless we change some things when we practice. So I thought we had good practices through that stretch. I thought it was a time where we could really regain focus and work on some of the things that were getting us beat.
Well, Coach, Lynn Vasali today, and really good basketball program, and you get a chance to be out and get better, and this is a great opportunity for you guys to go on the road and continue to sharpen the sword.
Really, really good team, having a really nice year. Their state tournament team last year, and I don't know who they lost. I think it's pretty much the same team.
It's basically the same team.
Same team back from last year, and we get the, you know, we're blessed with a second straight trip to the Lynn Vasali Gymnasium. So, however in the heck that happened, we're super happy we get to go back there.
So. With maybe one of their better teams in history, yeah.
But two straight road trips.
You know, you've been there, you've done that.
And we played well there last year. We competed. It was a four-quarter game, and, you know, we feel like we're a little bit better team this year than we were last year, too, so it's a chance for us to prove that.
And then to come home next week, really, as you look at this end of the season schedule, for those that haven't looked at it, you got a three-game road trip you're just coming off of. You're going to get Davis County here on Tuesday night, and then it's on the road again. Five straight road tests. You're going to spend a lot of time outside of your own gymnasium. Final home game is Tuesday, and then it's off and on the trail.
It's a pretty special schedule. Yeah, I mean, we've had one like this before, but it stinks a little bit. But we'll make it work, and we'll compete. Now, the districts came out yesterday, and if I'm reading the districts right, I think there's a chance that we could get a home game, and we could sneak into that third or fourth seed and get a home game. I think that's a real possibility. So that's a good thing. We could play another game in tournaments at our place, but you know that's not given, but that is a possibility.
Finishing strong have an impact on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're probably sitting right now. We're sitting right now. I would say we're probably the third or fourth seed right now. But you're right. We could definitely play ourselves into that fifth or sixth seed and have a road game. So yeah, we've got to win games. We've got to be good here to finish up the season.
Coach, as we run off the air, and we're going to catch up with Coach Dykes here in just a second, talk some Lady basketball. Just really impressed with the seniors and how they've really been great leaders for this program. And when you have those great leaders, maybe go on the road is a great thing to rally the guys together. And you really become us versus everybody.
Right, and you talk about that. And you talk about the road. We've played really well on the road.
Yeah.
We won at Sheridan. We won at Knoxville. Our best wins this year they've been on the road. So, you know, complaining about going on the road and the way we performed on the road, I mean, for the way that we've played on the road, it's not a bad thing to finish up there.
Well, Coach, good to have Nick back, and scary moments a week ago, but he's back, and this team just keep getting better, and we'll look forward to the final phase of the season here. And good luck tonight against Lynn Vasali. That'll be a great test and a good chance for your team to go and test itself against a really good basketball program. But you've had all those kind of tests throughout the season.
Right. No, absolutely.
Nothing
great
new.
Opportunity. Yeah.
As the outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, the boys heading to Lynn Vasali. Girls will as well. And when we come back, we'll catch up with the Lady Deeves as Coach Dykes will join us on the phone line. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us.
Join us, because at SeaFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Tune in to watch your local NBC on KYOU NBC HD 15.2, where you can watch Super Bowl 52 and the Winter Olympics. Be sure to rescan with your antennas so you won't miss a thing on NBC. You can watch all your favorite NBC shows starting Wednesday, January 24th. Remember to watch your local NBC on KYOU NBC HD 15.2.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
And rolling right along on this busy Saturday morning, joining us now on the phone lines is the outstanding young head coach of the Albia Lady D's, Coach Katie Dykes. And Coach, welcome aboard and congratulations. A big win for Lady D's last night at Clark, 49-42. Go to Lady D's. Give us a rundown of the week, Coach.
Well, we started with Centerville this week and had a tough loss there by 2 points. Centerville came out strong, and actually we were down pretty much the whole game. Had a nice comeback in the last few seconds, but, you know, it was a tough loss at Centerville, and away games are always going to be harder. We played them close at home, too, so we knew that it was going to be a game for sure. And then we played Clark last night, and we got the win there. We were up by 16 at half, and then they kind of came back in the fourth quarter, but we were able to hang on, and it was a great win for us to get back on track. We play Linville Sully today.
Yeah, Linville Sully, a really good basketball program as well, and on the road, another great road test. Break down Linville Sully for us and what your ladies have to do tonight to get another win.
Yeah, we know that Linville Sully has been ranked, and I think from what I've heard, they don't have a ton of height different than what we have. They're also 10-5. They have a pretty tough conference that they play in, but they score I think 48 points a game, 49 points a game, which is right where we've been. We're a little bit down from that now, but you know, I think that it will be a good matchup. They're pretty quick. I think they like to run, and so we'll have to work on stopping transition, making sure that we play our pace and just continue to play our good defense that we've been playing.
Well, you guys have been playing outstanding defense. I look back at you know, the way this team has played ever since. Honestly, it's an entire effort throughout the season, but just the way that they play with great intensity, that has never been an issue for you, Coach, is to get your girls to want to play with enthusiasm and with that kind of mindset that they want to go out and compete.
Absolutely. They are all great competitors, and they all want to win, and that's what makes it fun to watch. And last night at Clark, that really showed well. We had some tough calls that weren't going our way in the second half, and you know, we had probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, lost the ball and hustled back, and Haley Bassett took a huge charge for us that really momentum was favoring Clark at that point, and that really helped turn that around to get back on our side, and we were able to hang on for the rest of the game. You know, we were not getting our shots to fall, and there were some things going on there that was just such a huge a component to that win, especially at the end of the game. And I think that just shows that just every single person on the team wants to play hard. Riley Leshen had some great threes last night. We had great passes that were just, I mean, it was just great team basketball overall. Passes from Hannah to Riley and the Jade. You know, Hannah, obviously, she's a scorer, and she got 14 points last night. But every single person contributed on our team. Jenna had some great rebounds for us. Jade made some nice shots, and she was getting hacked all night long, and she just fought through it, had some great rebounds as well. And Maddie gave us good minutes. Carly did a great job of handling the ball. Even with pressure, they went to a man defense and pressured us in the second half, and it was tough, but Carly, as our point guard, really did a nice job of being the captain on the court and guiding the team through our offenses. So it was just a really great team effort.
Well, don't you think, Coach, that may, as you know, you reflect on the season and this group of ladies, maybe that is the mantra of this team, is that it is a team, and that you can. You know, you don't have to rely on one individual to carry the load, that, you know, on any given night, any one of your athletes can step up and be that that role player, or that person that's going to make the difference in that particular game. And I think that, in the competitiveness of the individuals, may be the mantra of this team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the beauty of our team, is that when you look at the stats, you're not going to know who's going to come any given night. So even though Hannah is leading our team in points, Jenna might score the most, or Jade might score the most that night, or, you know, again, Riley had a great game last night, and her three-point statistics may not look that great on paper, but she's a three-point shooter, and, you know, she struggled early on to get some things to go down and gain that confidence, but in the last two games has really come on strong, and I think that confidence is growing, which we've been talking about, and I love to see that. So those are things that surprise coaches of other teams when they look at our stats on paper. But that is huge for us offensively, and it makes it hard to play defense against teams that can spread it out and on any given night any player show up. And the other thing is just as far as the competitive drive, you know, every night these girls are coming out and playing hard, all of them. You know, the girls that aren't getting playing time on varsity are cheering and yelling and talking to their teammates and telling them, you know, when cuts are made. And so our defensive game is truly a team effort from the bench to the floor.